It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, I always enjoy Campfire Talk with Larry. That's always a highlight of my week, and I think Larry enjoys it. We've been doing that together now for about over 11 years. But let's talk some fishing. Mr. Chris Moody, Guide Chris Moody, down at Richland Chambers Lake. Now, many of you know Chris through his big gar fishing escapades. He's one of the top trophy gar guides on the Trinity River that in the world. I don't think you'd find a more seasoned gar guide. But also, Chris, what some of you may not know, he also guides on Richland Chambers in the wintertime for these big catfish. Chris, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here, Luke.
You know, I think I'd hit the nail on the head. A lot of people do know you strictly as a gar fishing guide on the Trinity, don't they?
Right, yes, sir. I've been guiding for alligator gar for actually a long time, way before river monsters or any of that ever hit mainstream TV. There's maybe one other guide here in the state that has been guiding longer than me for those alligator gar on rod and reel.
I know it. Well, but the bottom line is, you know, that's a warm weather thing. By and large, that's when you fish for gar. But you also stay pretty busy guiding for their own Richland Chambers for, I know, catfish and also crappie, you know.
Right, yes, sir. During my cooler weather, late fall and winter, I guide for crappie, sand bass, hybrid striper, and catfish as well.
Yeah. Well, and there again, Richland Chambers Lake, maybe some folks do not know how good the catfishing can be there. I fished there, not long after the lake opened, and I honestly haven't fished there on Richland Chambers in a couple of years. But, man, I've seen some good catfishing and some big blues come out of there too, don't they?
Oh, yes, sir. Richland Chambers, of course, it's not as well known as Tuocini or Texoma, as far as some of the big trophy blue cat lakes here in the state, but you still can really catch some really nice fish here on Richland Chambers, especially during the wintertime. We just now are starting to really get some winter weather, especially this week and coming up.
Yep.
So it should be the winter blue cat bite should really turn on really good here on Richland Chambers for drift fishing. Now, I have been guiding a little bit for just eater box size fish.
And,
excuse me. I've been doing really good on those trips as well, for someone that just wants to fill their freezer.
Yeah. You know, Chris, a lot of times for my newspaper articles or whatever, I fished with old David Hansen and Tony Pennybaker and Bill Carey's crew up there at Texoma. But, they said, Luke, we're going to get you a big one now, or get you hooked up. I've caught some big catfish, some big blues, and I'm not knocking it. It's a lot of fun. But I'm one of these guys. There's two groups when it comes to catfishing in the winter. There's people like me, love to catch a big one, but if I had the choice, I'd rather go out. I love to eat them, too. And I tell you,
those
blue cats that weigh from, 3 to 10 pounds, that's some of the best eating in fresh water. So I had rather go where you could catch, numerous smaller fish. And I do know that on a trophy trip, usually, as a rule, lots of times you'll hook up with the smaller ones that are not trophies, right?
Right, yes, sir. Even on doing just drift fishing here on the reservoir, you're going to catch some eater-sized fish along the way, but just not near the numbers you would as if you were actually targeting, eater-sized fish. Normally on a trophy trip, you won't catch near the numbers of fish, but the quality will be, quite a bit better.
Yeah. Well, this is interesting, too, to me, Chris, and I know to a lot of our listeners. Let's just say that you've got a couple of guys in a boat or one guy, whatever. Their whole goal is to catch the biggest blue catfish that you can put them on. So how are you going to target that type of trip?
Well, when we're just targeting just trophy size fish, especially this time of year, most time it's just going to be drift fishing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get out in open water and some of the flats that where big blue cat are going to be targeting, schools of shad and stuff like that. Normally we set up with just a Carolina style type rig, or maybe use like drift weights, and we'll just drift fish across the main lake, or you know, flat areas and stuff to target the larger fish.
You know what, Chris? You might need. I think you that dog at Hound. You've got a coon treat out there somewhere.
Yeah, she's piled up in the bedroom. I wondered if you could hear that. But
she's not bothering it. That's a little background. I could just picture being outside treeing a squirrel or something. Back to fishing, back to fishing. So drifting the deeper water, the flats, and probably some humps if you know where bait fish may congregate. Bigger hooks probably. But say you get somebody like me out there that says, oh, man, I'd sure like to get some of those good-eating blues, as many as we could catch. How would we go that route?
Well, just depending on exactly, you know, the time of day and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of times I'll fish, like, for eater fish, I'll just use, like, a punch bait or something like that here this time of year, which will give you, like, a mixed bag of, like, channel cat and blue cat. And we'll occasionally hook a real solid, you know, 10 to 20-pound fish even doing that. On the punch bait. And it all just depends on the time of the year. Normally, like right now, from, you know, January, February, March, if we happen to get some heavy rains like we do, have been getting here recently, and it gets the creeks flowing real good, we can actually get into a bunch of eater fish with the potential of hooking into a giant, even doing that. I fish where, you know, the creeks will be coming into this reservoir and actually some shallow flats. Like last year, I remember it was about middle of February, we got a lot of rain, and I was catching fish. The water temp was 46 degrees, and I was catching fish in 2 foot of water.
Current, right? There was moving water?
Right, yes. Uh-huh. Just a light flow where the water's coming into the reservoir, and those fish will migrate up the lake, you know, towards that current, you know, and look for food, you know.
Well, so, and you know, that's a little different for me, the punch bait. I've used all kinds of different punch baits, you know that, through the years. But in the winter, that does surprise me that you can be a double threat that way with the channel cat or the blues. Mm-hmm. Especially the smaller blues, but when it comes to blue catfish, and you know, it's hard to beat that fresh bait. It does not have to be shad, but you know, cut bait, right? It could be perch or whatever.
Right. Yes, sir. And now normally, like, you know, like I was talking about a second ago.
Yep.
Like when I'm fishing in that current now, up towards when we get heavy rains and stuff, and that's what I'll use as bait. I'll use cut bait, you know, fresh shad for that type of fishing, but. Just out here, like right now, if you were to come and fish for just eater-style fish, we'll usually fish around timber, and we'll just use that punch bait and just fish vertical. And one of the things that I'm doing, like, a little different here now is of course, I have live scope on my boat, which I use primarily for crappie fishing. But that live scope is actually pretty interesting, even doing the vertical fishing for catfish. You'll actually see a catfish, you know, cruising along, coming towards your bait, just like you would if you were crappie fishing. And also, you know, with that punch bait, the longer you set in an area, the more it actually will chum and draw more fish. So you'll see them on the live scope, just even up the water column, cruising back and forth, trying to track the source of that bait down.
I've seen that happen with that live scope down at Lake Fork. Chris, yeah, that is, and you know, for someone that's new to the live scope, that's pretty educational. It was for me. I've got a buddy down there that I fished with, a guy that's down at Fork, and I'll swear, you know, he says, I'm going to give you a lot more experience watching these catfish than you would watching crappie. And yeah, you can see that fish come up. Do you, in the wintertime when it's cold, like doing that kind of fishing, do you use any chum at all?
Yes, sir. A lot of times this time of year, and it'll actually help. Now, I'll fish a lot of the bird reefs where we have a lot of cormorants, you know, or water turkeys, as somebody referred to them. I'll fish the timber that have a lot of those on the upper end of the lake here. And of course, that's drawing fish naturally.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
natural chum. Yeah, that's
but
just...
I will also use range cubes, and I will chum some of the areas for... to attract catfish like that as well.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of fun. A lot of people, deer season's over. A lot of folks, they just kind of shut down on the fishing. But I'll tell you, winter fishing for catfish is, and another fish is the stripers. I love to fish in the wintertime for the stripers. And Richland Chambers now I don't know this from firsthand experience, Chris, but I used to fish there quite a bit with guys. And the hybrids, how's the hybrid striper population there?
Oh, it's really good now. They didn't stock any hybrids this past year, or actually in 2020. But we've got a real good population of striper or hybrids, and the fishing's actually been really good. You know, normally, you know, like through the warmer months, we'll fish live bait, drift fish, and catch some good hybrids, and then also use artificials like sassy shads and stuff.
Yeah. Well, in the winter, let's shift gears a little bit and talk about fin fish, you know, sand bass, white bass, and the hybrids down there. I know it's with the white bass, I'm going to guess it's a day-to-day deal, but do you have some pretty good days in the winter on the sand bass?
It's not a time of year where you're catching or known for catching a lot of them. Getting back to like live scope, I've noticed like the other day I was in search of some crappie out here when I just had some time just scouting, and I located a bunch of sand bass along the river channel. Now, they wasn't just schooled up in tight schools like you normally catch them on when you're slabbing or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of bait fish along the creek channel out in this open water. And then I was in about 40 foot of water, and the sand bass were the entire screen was full of them, you know, but they weren't in a school. They were just like cruising back mm-hmm. and forth along the river channel in the shad. And I dropped my crappie jig down there, just vertical fishing, and I was able to catch quite a few sand bass that were just cruising back and forth, and that was just with a crappie jig.
Without the sonar, you'd have never known. Well, most of them, they weren't not right on bottom. They were all over, I guess, you know.
Right, yeah, they were all over in the water column, and you know, from about, I'm going to say 15 foot down, and they were just cruising back and forth, and, you know, I would just wait till I seen fish getting closer, you know, to my jig, and I would either adjust it up or down, and I still could catch a few even like that with the crappie jig.
You bet. Well, Chris, we're just about out of time. I would like you to, you know, leave any contact information that people might want to get down there at Richland Chambers. Folks, we are visiting with guide Chris Moody. Most of you know him as the Gar King, but, you know, he also is in some good catfishing down there right now. How do they contact you, Chris?
Well, my phone number is 903-780-4662, and they can look me up on the web. I've got two websites. One is TexasFishingAddiction.com, and the other is GarFishingAddiction.com. Either way, you know, you'll have all my contact information on there. Plus, I have Facebook and Instagram for both. I've got some availability, you know, on the reservoir trips out here for catfish and stuff if somebody would like to come do that in the near future. And then I'm also booking for my gar fishing season right now. My prime dates book up pretty quick, so if someone is interested in catching a big alligator gar, touch with me and get them booked for that.
You bet. Well, Chris, thank you very much, buddy. We'll get you back again soon. How about it?
All right. Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Folks, this is Luke, and thank you very much for listening today. Remember, you can always contact me through catfishradio.org. Today's show was made possible by Pyramid Air, Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan, Smoky Tex Electric Smokers, B&B Charcoal, Platinum Chevrolet, and Platinum Cadillac in Terrell, Texas, Sitemark, maker of the Wraith, Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas, Sea Ark Boats, and Sarton Marine right there on Lake Fork that handles the Sea Ark Boats, Nielsen Specialty Ammo, and Striper Express up on Lake Texoma.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.